What is backcountry ski touring?
Oh, look, it's a lot of things for a lot of different people, and I guess when people think about what touring is, it's a little like bushwalking where you're getting away from the lifted areas and the resort facilities and exploring and having an adventure. And for many people, that can be either with alpine touring where you can lock your heels down, split boards where you can separate the snowboard and hike out, to cross-country skiing where it's a much lighter, more mobile experience, through to even simple access that you gain through snowshoes. So it's many different things, but I guess it's all about exploring and the adventure away into the wilderness. And we're so fortunate in the Snowy Mountains to have a wonderful place that's got fabulous snow like it does right at the moment.
And who does the sport appeal to, and where do you go ski touring in Australia?
Look, the Snowy Mountains is probably the most expansive area. It doesn't have a lot of buildings outside of the resort areas and stuff. You've got all of the historic huts, and you've got the access through the Snowy Hydro trails when they developed the Snowy Hydro scheme here. And that basically gives you access into lots of different locations. But it's still a wilderness here, unlike some of the places in Victoria. And because the Snowy Mountains has got, you know, quite a number of peaks over 2,000 metres, our snow also holds really well. And we're, you know, experiencing right at the moment fabulous snow conditions. A very slow start to the season. But, you know, as we got into August and now looking into September, you know, the conditions are fantastic. We've got really good depth of snow, and we're hoping certainly to ski well into October and possibly the chutes and gullies even into November.
November?
Yep.
Wow, summertime. That is a crazy, well, not nearly summertime, but very close. That is something that I never would have imagined here in Australia. Now, I know in other countries around the world there can be hazards such as avalanches and other things. What can go wrong for alpine ski tourers here in Australia?
I guess people just need to use some common sense and be prepared. Don't go beyond what they have the skills and what their comfort level is. Certainly, you know, like most places in the snow, we can experience things like cornice collapses and, you know, we tend, unlike overseas, to have a pretty shallow snow base. You know, we typically get somewhere between 2 and 3 metres of snow over a winter season here, and that tends to be more what we'd describe as a maritime snowpack, so it tends to be firmer rather than powder. It's also, I guess, one of the things that people now, that they're getting out of the resorts where all of that's controlled by ski patrol and a lot of services in terms of grooming and preparation of the slopes for people's safety, the backcountry still offers the opportunity to explore and adventure. And when you start to go away from the resorts, you need to have a little bit more gear with you, and certainly items like personal locator beacons that are something that assures your safety. And, you know, if you're taking out other equipment, that's fine. But maps, compasses, all of the items that you would typically take out for a day in the mountains through the summer are just as appropriate in winter because of the changes in the weather occurring very quickly.
Now, we hear from testimonials from people who have been backcountry skiing that they experience incredible alpine sunsets and sunrises, snowbound brumbies and wombats, and pristine mountain environments where the only tracks on the snow are your own. Can you describe some of the magic that comes with backcountry ski touring?
Yeah, look, it's not even whether you go out for a day or an overnight experience. We're so blessed having a wilderness that we do in the Snowy Mountains. And the Victorian Alps, there's nowhere else in the world that you can ski through majestic snow gums that we have It's such a unique experience. And then to have the sort of Australian wildlife we do, such as the wombats and echidnas, kangaroos, they live in the mountains, so sometimes we have to share that. And, you know, we also, with the sort of sunrises and sunsets we get, the colours in the mountains, they're very, very unique. And certainly, you know, even just yesterday I had a customer come from Italy, and he skied up to Kosciuszko, and he's just returned from New Zealand, and yet, you know, he described it as such a magical day to go out and experience the Australian alpine environment. So it is quite unique, and anybody we get travelling from overseas, no matter which country they come from, what their experience and what their skill level, it's very accessible here. And that's where people discover those sorts of things, just by going beyond where the resorts are.
Well, Bruce, it sounds like another great way to explore, and very unique way to explore the amazing nature we have in Australia. And I thank you for sharing some of your experiences with us this morning.
Thank you. And people can certainly have a look at a number of different apps and other things that we have down here. There's lots of good social media on places like Discover Jindabyne and Snowy Mountains. And that'll give people an opportunity, because I know it's been raining extensively in Sydney recently, yet we've been blessed by blue, sunny days down here, and people can get out most of the time to discover the mountains.
And snow all the way through to November.
We're hoping it continues. We're expecting snowfalls again this weekend. It's hard, I know, when people are living in the city to appreciate what is down here. But, you know, certainly they can contact the store for more details and updates.
Well, Bruce, thank you so much.
Thank you. Enjoy.